What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Randy Kramer, Musical Fair Artistic and Executive Director, is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line this morning. Musical Fair Theater pulling out of Amherst Central Park Project, now renewing its search for a permanent home. Randy, this project has been stalled for months because of a lawsuit that taxpayers are waging against the town of Amherst, and the funding has been pulled. At the end of this, is Musical Fair a victim?
Well, Susan, I guess that's one way that you could characterize it. It's certainly, I think we were caught in the middle of things that were going on that really didn't have a heck of a lot ultimately to do with us. The 2024 tax increase in the town of Amherst created a firestorm in the town, and they looked at our theater project, which would actually create economic activity for Amherst. They looked at our project as a continuation of those practices that they did not support.
So the theater now kind of moves on from Amherst, or are you? Is it still in consideration, or is talks with the town just kind of at a point where this is not going to be restarted at all?
Well, yeah, we're not counting out anything or any location, including Amherst. But the reality of it is that, you know, the project has been stalled for a number of months. We've continued to try to work with Supervisor Culpa to find other sources of funding, and he's you know, tried very hard working with us. But the future for that does not look bright.
What kind of deadlines are you up against? Where are you now? I believe you're still at Damon.
Correct. Yeah, we're at Damon University. Our lease expires on May 31st, 2025, so about 9 months from now. We have secured a single season at Shays 710 beginning in the fall of 25 and going into 26. So we're covered for the next almost 2 years. But what we're really looking for and what we hope to have an announcement about in the next month or so is a permanent home, someplace that we can talk about that will be there for the next 10 or more years. Because this conversation is really about the next 35 years of Musical Fair. This is our 35th anniversary, and we intend to grow the company and take it into the next 35 years.
You know, for your organization, is the timing maybe perfect for this to happen? You know, we were just talking yesterday with the leader of a group trying to preserve some of the old churches in Buffalo that are no longer going to be in use, perhaps as soon as the end of this year. And a big wondering what's going to happen with them. They're hoping to preserve the look of some of these old buildings. There's about to be a lot of them going offline in Western New York in the coming few months. Is that one of the options you're looking at?
Yeah, certainly. We're looking at every option that's out there potentially. And churches historically have been converted into theaters around the country. I've been in theaters that were churches previously. So it comes down to the best opportunity and if funding is available. And again, where Musical Fair can go for the next, for our next 35 years.
What's the mood with everyone that you work with at Musical Fair? Do some people feel defeated?
Well, yeah, it's frustrating. We've made, Amherst was our home, and this is where we started. And so I think there was quite a bit of surprise when things were going on. And then what's happened now over the past 4 or 5 months is, we had a robust fundraising campaign. We had tremendous response to the idea of this theater, support from the government, support from foundations, corporations, individuals. We were around $2.5 million in fundraising at that point. And we've had to put all of that on hold because you can't raise money for something that you're not even sure what it is. And so that's been difficult for us. And we're really looking forward to having some sort of certainty so that we can keep doing what we do, because it was going very well, and I think we do it very well. That it has been difficult. There's no question about it.
You know, when we spoke yesterday, I asked you about this potential site, and I want to ask you again on the air for our listeners, because it came from a lot of people listening when talking about the town of Amherst and, you know, possibly going at the former Westwood site. A lot of people brought up, well, what's going on at the Boulevard Mall? You know, there you have a big space. It's already constructed. A conversion might be easier than a whole new construction. There's nothing happening right now. Wouldn't that make more sense? You said you looked at everything. Is that something you've looked at as well?
Yeah, we've had conversations just in general about the mall. The difficulty is this. You know, we had an MOU that we had with the town of Amherst back in 2020. We started negotiations for a lease and spent 2 years doing that, you know, and that was eventually passed in early 2024. This all seems like it takes a very long period of time. And the Boulevard Mall project, as far as I can tell right now, is not all that defined still. I mean, it's still in stasis, so to speak. And so we don't want to get ourselves back into another one of those situations. We need to move forward now, and we need to have some certainty in the near future.
You mentioned the fundraising campaign before. You said $2.5 million had been raised. Do you still have that money?
Some of that money is actually in the banks, and some of that money is in pledges. Now, quite a bit of that money, especially state and county money, is dedicated toward capital campaign costs. So that's contingent on building something. So we still have those commitments. How we work with them moving forward, that all remains to be seen.
Well, we'll see what those next steps are, and we thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate it. Randy Kramer, Executive Director of Musical Theater. You can read more about that decision to move on from the Amherst site and what might come next at WBEN.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.